From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials look for terrorism suspect. Belgium prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raids Sunday in Brussels has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police are continuing to look for the top Paris massacre suspect, Salah Abdeslam. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says the danger of attacks remains.
We have serious indications that an attack on or attacks on different locations at the same time can take place. And that's why we have taken these measures.
The Belgian capital, Brussels, remains on the highest level of alert. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which options to choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank on Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. Earlier, Israeli police in Jerusalem shot and killed one Palestinian teenager and wounded another after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order that was issued on Monday. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says American special forces will go into northern Syria very soon on their mission to help coordinate local fighters and the efforts of a U.S.-led coalition targeting Islamic State militants. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Brett McGurk said Sunday during an appearance on CBS Television's Face the Nation that while the troops are going into Syria, the U.S. will not say exactly when that will happen. President Barack Obama last month authorized up to 50 troops for the mission that will involve working with local Syrian forces, Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen fighters. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists.
How such action would be one element of a comprehensive and long-term strategy to defeat ISIL, in parallel with a major international effort to bring an end to the war in Syria.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President François Hollande that French jet fighters could use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch their attacks on Islamic State targets and also offered air-to-air refueling services. As winter approaches in Afghanistan, the Taliban offensive continues with a much greater intensity than it has previously at this time of year. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Late last week, the Taliban seized control of the remote Yamgan district in northeastern Badakhshan province. The Islamist insurgency has expanded its activities in northern Afghanistan, particularly after it briefly captured the strategically important city of Kunduz in September. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui says Afghan forces have launched an operation to evict the insurgents, promising good results very soon. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Iran's supreme leader Monday after arriving in Tehran on a one-day trip. He is in the city to attend a summit of gas-exporting countries. Mali began 3 days of mourning Monday for the victims of Friday's hotel attack that killed 19 people. Neighboring Senegal, Mauritania, and Guinea are also observing mourning periods. At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies out of the rubble. That 2 days after a landslide near a jade mine. A new poll shows the level of trust among Americans for their government is at among the lowest levels in the past half century. According to a Pew Research Center survey released Monday, only 19% of Americans trust the government always or most of the time. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.